Uh-oh. It looks like Jason has the lice.
I think the lice have Jason.
Lice is disgusting. Oh, yuck.
What exactly are lice?
They're little bugs that live in your hair.
How do you get rid of them?
Well, you can put this powder on your head, or you can use this special shampoo and drown them.
Drown them? Is that ethical?
They're parasites, Brendan. They're not supposed to be there.
Well.
Thumbs up, guys. I got the lice.
Ew.
Well, you're up, Melissa, and I'll see you two later. I have to get home.
Mm. Oh, wish me luck, Brendan.
Mm, good luck. Wait, Jason, wait.
I probably shouldn't stand right next to you, because if you don't have the lice, you'll probably get it from me.
That's fine with me, but wait, can I ask you, do you get to go home because of the lice?
Yes, Fred, and the nurse says I have several different species of lice in my head.
Right.
She said they practically form their own ecosystem.
Right, yeah, but you get to go home?
Brendan, I have an ecosystem living in my head.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So, bye-bye.
Oh, gross. I'm sorry, honey. Oh, throw up.
What? I don't have lice, do I?
Princess darling, you have like a million lice on your head.
No! No!
I'm sorry, Angel. I'm sorry. Go home, then.
I don't want the lice.
Next, please. Who's next?
How do you do?
Good, good. Why don't you hop up on the chair here, honey?
Yes. Anything moving around in there?
I don't see much of anything, really. You look good.
Did you even look?
Yes, I did.
Because that didn't take any time at all.
I need the next one, please. Next, yes.
Sorry, no, I just accidentally dropped this. Here, why don't you,
I get another check.
You need your mom to come pick you up. You're confirmed.
Well, I also like the check.
Okay, I need to see
I think I was misdiagnosed.
Can I have their passes to go home?
Next, please.
Lucky sons of...
Brenda, listen to this. It's a speech for the assembly that's coming up.
Okay.
I see, Brendan, I need a strong team next season, you know, instead of what I have, which is you and a dozen other kids who hate soccer and can't play at all.
I'm all ears.
Let's see here. All right, everyone, quiet down. Listen up. I'm not here to joke around. The name's McGurk. Soccer's my game. That could be rewritten, Brendan, that part right there.
Hey.
Anyway, hey, what do you kids think I'm joking here? I said shut up. All right? How'd everybody like to go to the principal's office?
Okay, you know, you're starting out just a little defensive.
A little too negative on the,
I just feel like you could risk alienating the audience.
It's just that, I read a book that said, write what you know.
Right, no, I mean...
And then
no,
it also said, write how you normally speak.
I'll tell you, it sounds very natural, but, you know, you want new players. This could scare them off a little bit, you know, catch more flies with honey thing, you know?
Yeah, what are you, saying?
Just start a little possibly nicer, I'm not sure.
On an up note, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I felt I did start on an up note. I said quiet down, and I had a lot of energy when I said that, Brenda.
Yeah, it's not like the energy's definitely there. It's just,
Coach?
Uh-huh?
Sorry I missed practice the other day. I have a note from the nurse.
Let me see that. Were you sick?
Lice.
Did you say yes?
Lice.
I can't hear you, Melissa. Did you say yes?
She had lice, Coach.
Yeah.
Oh, she had lice? You have lice?
Yes.
What are those little parasitical bugs?
Yeah. Shucks, I forgot. Coach, you know, I think I've got lice, too, and I better go to the nurse.
Nurse? I thought she quit.
No, the new nurse, Coach. She's good, and she's way prettier than Mrs. Breyerman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mrs. Breyerman was not pretty. We all agree on that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, perhaps I should bring that note, Melissa, to her. Check it out.
Okay.
Maybe if you had the lice, maybe the coach has a little case of the lice, too, now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping bugs, right?
Yeah.
So a bug could have just jumped on me right now, Melissa.
I don't have it anymore.
Well, how do you know?
Okay, who knows what biology is?
Is that a book about someone's life?
Yes, Melissa, very good. It's not a book about someone's life. That's a biography. Biology is the study of your body. Well, and other living things, too. For example, with us, the most important thing to learn about us is the heart. A lot of people think, you know, the heart is where the heart is. It is. It's exactly there. And anyway.
Oh, jeez.
What's the matter?
Oh, the tummy.
You okay?
Oh, boy. Oh, woo. Ow.
Hey, everybody have a nice day. I'm going to the nurse and going home.
Good luck.
Be able to stretch him across America and be in all three time zones.
Excuse me, Mr. Lynch. Oh.
Brendan, you have a question about biology?
Yeah. Oh, boy. What does it mean when your stomach feels like it's going to explode?
Okay, well, you should go to the nurse and have this checked out.
Yeah.
Well, here, take the pass, but I want you to tell us what happens to you there as a study in class biology Everybody?
Biology!
That's very good, and it's very good to speak in unison. Yeah. What are we speaking in class, everybody?
Unison!
Right. Huh. Okay, Brendan, take off.
Okay, sweetie, why don't you hop off the table for me?
Sweetie?
What?
Did you just call me sweetie?
Oh, I guess I did.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Listen, Jason, I want you to try washing more often. That's going to keep all of your open sores and scratches from getting infected.
Nurse, correct me, that perfume you're wearing is intoxicating.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Oh, my God, you touched my arm.
Are you okay?
Yes, Nurse Kirkman.
Look, I want you to start taking better care of yourself.
You do?
Yes, because you, sweetheart, are a breeding ground for bacteria.
Sorry.
That's fine.
How embarrassing.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Look, Nurse Kirkman, let's have a talk.
Okay.
Let me first say, I think...
Hello? Hey, Jason.
Brendan, what are you doing here? Why don't you go?
I'm sick.
Okay, so go home. Get very quick soon, Brendan. Bye. Okay, fine. Good day.
That was abrupt.
I see you have a pass.
Oh, right, of course. Ow! My stomach is bleeding! Ow!
You're experiencing pain?
Are you joking? Pain isn't a descriptive enough word for what's going on down here. It's more like a severe pain.
Okay, mind if I take your temperature?
It's if you have to. I mean, if you can't take my word.
98.6. You're fine, Brendan. Mm. I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of fakers in my time, Brendan.
I'm not faking.
Yes, you are.
Hello? Hi. I'm Coach McGurk.
Hello.
Hey, Coach.
Brendan, are you sick?
No.
Yes.
No.
I figured I'd drop by, introduce myself to you. Brendan, I know you, so get out. Mm. Like I said, I'm Coach McGurk, and you are the new nurse, am I right?
That's right.
That's the outfit. I guess I just wanted to meet you because soccer's a rough game.
Yeah.
A lot of cuts and bruises, so I'll be sending a lot of business your way.
Well, hopefully I'll send them right back out at you.
Well, I think we already have a great rapport.
I think I'm actually sick now.
So, you know, Jen, I can call you Jen, right?
Yeah.
Because we're at a bar and I don't want to call you nurse.
Right, I actually am a person when I leave school, so.
Yeah. And you know what? Well, I'm not. But I get your point.
Right.
Listen, what can I get you? You want a beer or you want a...
No, just a soda.
A hard liquor? You want
No, just a soda.
All right, whatever. Listen, here, cheers. Let me welcome you to the neighborhood.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate this.
Yeah.
And, let's do this. Ready? Action.
Patient is suffering from a hematoma in the left, right ventricle. Medical.
According to this, the epiglottis is submerged in the aortic chamberal esophageal chamber. We'll have to operate. How are you?
Horrible.
Feeling.
Horrible.
Okay, then it's settled. We operate.
The longer you wait, the worse chances I have.
Could you anesthetize her?
Gladly. How much should I give her, doctor?
I don't know. A million? 2 million?
$2 million? I can't afford that.
Million and a half.
Million and a half worth of anesthesia coming up.
Great, she's dead.
Oops. Nice job, doctor. Well, time of death is 7:30. I'm hungry, let's eat.
No, not on my ship. No. We can save her. Inject her with,
syringe.
The syringe?
Right. But put something inside it. 5 billion cc's of adrenaline.
Don't you think that's a little steep, sir? Yeah. Doctor?
I'm the doctor.
Okay.
I'm alive!
Oh, good. We'll bill you later.
So I said, you want it clean? Huh? You want it clean? You clean it! Clean it yourself! Clean it yourself! And I have not seen my mother since that point.
Wow.
Hey, you know what Darwin said? That we, and I'm talking about men,
right.
We're trying to date our mothers.
I've heard that.
It got me thinking, am I trying to date my mother? You know, I mean, my mother can't stand me. I can't stand my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that relationship has been reliving itself through other women for my whole life. You believe that?
Right. No.
But anyway, you're pretty like my mother is.
Oh.
No. So this is funny. anybody can become a soccer coach.
Oh.
Like, they don't regulate. You have to get, a degree, right?
I do have...
And so you're qualified.
Very.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing.
That you can become a coach of a sport that you don't even care about. You don't know how to play. You're not good with kids.
Yeah.
But I have had the job for 3 years.
Yeah.
Because you'd think they'd check up and evaluate, but they don't.
Wow.
Are you tired?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can stay, right? I mean, you're going to hang it in there, right? We're in this for the long haul.
I might just finish up this soda and then...
Right. Me too. I'm going to do that, too. I'll finish my drink and then I'll take you home or something.
Let me give you a ride. You shouldn't drive.
Mm-mm. No, I should drive.
You're a little...
Wow, you're right. I got the rubber legs.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe you'll drive.
Okay.
Remember when I was yelling about my mother?
Yeah, I think everyone here remembers.
Is that weird? Well, this is me.
Yeah. Well, get some rest.
And this is me. Hey, I hope that you had a nice time tonight. Because I certainly did. You're very nice. You don't say much.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't like talkers.
Oh, thanks for the welcome.
So you should come in.
Listen,
well, the thing is,
I could just
bought
see.
This new coffee grinder.
Okay.
Have you heard of Arabica?
Never.
It's a type of coffee which apparently is amazing. It supposedly has almost hallucinogenic effects.
Definitely wouldn't
I know you're a nurse and you probably don't get into that kind of stuff, but I do. And I could drink the coffee and hallucinate and you could watch me.
Oh.
And I could put on, I have a reggae album collection. Rastaman.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to go.
You don't want to come in and...
I'll see you at school tomorrow. Thanks, though.
Whoa, easy. I don't want you to... That's a little flabby around the midsection.
Okay.
Embarrassing. I'm not a young man anymore like I used to be. I was firm a couple years ago.
Okay, I better...
Now my metabolism changed. I couldn't stop that.
I better get going.
You get fat, lady. You get fat.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Yep.
Are you sure you don't want to come in right now?
No.
Somebody's thirsty today.
I'm not thirsty, Lynch. I'm dehydrated.
Dehydrated.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
I have to tell you this, but I noticed that you and the nurse left together after school yesterday.
That's right. We did, yes.
You two have fun?
Yeah, we had fun. We had fun, I guess.
What did you guys do?
You ask a lot of questions, Lynch, huh? What, are you in love with her?
No. She's a very nice woman, though.
Well, we did, so you saw. So big deal. So what of it?
Well... We have a community here, and I saw something happening in the community, and I thought I'd ask you about it.
Look, Lynch, I don't remember what happened, all right, but I think it was good. I think it went well.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this, I think her and I will be seeing each other again, soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It also means hands off. You know what I'm saying?
Hands off?
Yeah. I'm going to lay it on the line with you right now, Lynch, all right?
Well,
and typically I wouldn't do this because I don't like you, and I don't like talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is here, me and Nurse Kirkman are together. We're an item.
Mm-hmm.
You're a smart guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what to do. You know what's right. You keep away.
Oh, this is revolting. I had no idea how many diseases there were.
Tell me about it.
Like this, scurvy. I think I might seriously have that.
Brendan, you don't have scurvy. Only pirates get scurvy.
The pirates and me... Wait, write that down. That's a good movie title.
Hmm.
Oh, take this book away from me. I can't look at it anymore. I feel like I have every disease in here.
Actually, you do look a little more pasty than usual.
Yeah, Brennan, and your eyes look glassy.
I feel pasty and glassy. I'm going to lie down.
Jason, what are you drawing?
It's a picture of me and the nurse. I got to tell her how I feel, but... I mean... What if she doesn't like me and then I get burned?
Jason, there are ways to tell if a woman likes you.
Please, there's no actual way to tell.
Brennan, stop. I need to hear this.
Does she call you cute names?
Oh, my God, she does.
Does she laugh at your jokes?
Yeah, she does.
Does it seem like she tries to find ways to touch you while she's talking to you?
When she's examining me, she touches me, but she has a glove on.
Hmm. Well, then, I think she likes you.
Really? Well, what do I do?
Well, you have to do something before she loses interest, because women are fickle.
What's, fickle?
It means they lose interest easily.
Yeah. Maybe I should buy her something, a gift.
That's always good.
Something a nurse would want, like,
a thermometer? And you could write a cute note like, you get my temperature rising or something.
That's clever. Kind of.
Morning. Hey, good coffee.
Well, thank you.
Did you make it?
Yes, no. But I helped change the bottle for the water cooler thing.
Oh, okay.
So, I understand there's, you and McGurk are, seeing each other, right?
What? No. No.
Oh, well, that's the way he puts it.
God, no, not at all. Lynch, let me tell you, the other night when we went out, I had to drive him home because he was so drunk, and he passed out, and I had to push him out of the car. Yeah.
Wild.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Okay.
I just wanted to thank you for the other night, and I'm looking forward to doing that again. You know, let's not fool ourselves here. It was special. I felt it. So did you. All right. Here we go. Let the games begin. All right? So we'll talk later then. And you, I see what you're doing. And hands off, all right?
Do you want me to talk to him?
Oh, no. I've handled these situations before.
You know what? Say no more. I know him, and it really won't be a problem.
No, seriously. Don't make a big deal out of it.
Come on, pull it together now. Trap the ball. Trap it.
Shh, I'm sorry. Can you do that quieter?
Brendan, get in there for Jeremy.
Oh, Coach, I can't. I feel terrible.
I don't care. Get in there.
Ugh.
Can't fool me. Jeremy, out. Brendan, in.
No way, Coach.
Hey, McGurk.
Lynch. You lost, huh? You want a map?
No, thanks. You got a minute? I just wanted to tell you something. The nurse, I talked to the nurse, and I think you... Well, I mean, I've spoken to her.
Look, Lynch, if you got something to say about me and the nurse, say it.
All right. Okay. All right.
You know what?
Well.
Forget it. Don't say it. Just go. Get out of here.
All I'm saying is, Oh, hi, Brendan. Brendan doesn't look good. Well, let me preface this by first saying... Well, you aren't going to like what follows. The preface.
Jason, you seem clean today. What, did you accidentally fall in the tub?
I think it's a good time to tell you something.
Sure.
I wrote it down. Here, hold on one second. Okay.
Okay.
Nurse. Beautiful swan.
All right, we gotta talk.
We're kind of in the middle of
something. Why do I have to find out from Lynch that we're not, you know, together?
What?
I want answers right now.
Okay, well, actually, really, we're not together.
Oh, great. So, that's it then? What about the other night? That meant nothing to you?
Oh, God.
What night?
Not now, Jason.
I'll kill you!
Kid, I got no beef with you.
You passed out of my car. That's it.
Hey, what? That's not something?
Jason, stop.
Hey, I was going out to get a salad and, McGurk. Oh, and, well, I can see it's a bad time. If you want one, okay, thank you.
Look, I got a reputation, all right? Nobody knows about my reputation, but, not being interested in me is not going to help.
Okay, right. You're going to have to leave now.
I think I'm dying.
Brendan, no. I don't have time for you right now.
Well, maybe you have time for this. I feel horrible. For real. For the first time since I've been faking, and I guess the purpose of this documentary is so I can study it and learn how to fake better and grow as a faker, so I can enjoy the free time when being sent home rather than throwing up every 5 seconds, which incidentally isn't terribly relaxing.
Brendan, you're supposed to be relaxing.
Mom, no, not now.
Brendan, the doctor said it was psychosomatic or stress-related or... menopausal. What, something. I wasn't paying attention.
Stress-related.
Right. So you have to relax. You've done it this time, Brendan. You're really sick. Are you happy now?
Yeah, I appreciate the irony.
Can I get you anything?
You can get me a bucket and some Darvon.
Brendan, Mommy ate the bucket of Darvon for lunch. But I'm making soup. Do you want some soup?
Yeah, I guess so. What kind?
Okay, I was bluffing, actually. I thought you were sick to your stomach.
Brendan? What?
Did I ever tell you I used to get these terrible stress headaches in college?
You went to college?
Oh, whoops. Cat's out of the bag. No, but I would get these headaches.
Right, so what would you do?
I'd scream at my roommates to be quiet.
But they were loud?
They were idiots. And loud.
Oh, and...
They were loud idiots.
Oh.
You know, I should call them.
Why is that?
Well, to find out what's become of them, how they're doing, you know, because you need to keep in touch and find out what's become of the people who were once in your life so that you can measure your life against their life and see who won.
Oh, but...
And I am way ahead.
Yeah, can you pass me that bucket, please?
All right, quiet down and listen up. I'm not joking around here. Name's McGurk, and soccer's the game. We need new players for next season. So if you don't suck at soccer, you come to my office tomorrow and talk to me. And I'll be there. But I won't be there tomorrow. But just come to my office. I'll set it up. And while I have your attention today, I thought I'd like to dispel any rumors that might be circulating about me. I would never, ever date any faculty members. Even if they begged me to date them, I would say no. Unless they really begged. But they would have to beg a lot in the next 60 seconds. Or they blew it. 59. 58. 57. 56. Okay.
You know, Jason, I thought about what you said, and I would like to be your girlfriend.
Really?
Yes, but not until you're 30, okay? Until then, it's going to have to be strictly professional.
So if you wait till I'm 30, that'll make you like 60-something.
Yep, 60-something.
That doesn't thrill me.
26. Last chance. 25. I know, I got to finish. 24. 23. 22. 22. 22. And 21. Come on, take a look at this. You can't pass it up. 20.